Book, Joe Biden in 1973 lectured Cleveland on what is good for the Negro. By Matthew Boyle on May 30, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden lectured the City Club in Cleveland, Ohio, in 1973 about what he thought was good for the Negro, according to a new book from a prominent left-wing journalist. The racially insensitive comments from Biden, a white man from Delaware who was at the time newly elected to the U.S. Senate, resurfaced, thanks to a new book from leftist journalist Ryan Grimm of The Intercept. The book, We've Got People, From Jesse Jackson to Ock, The End of Big Money and the Rise of a Movement, has already landed a few other major blows, including on former President Barack Obama, regarding his Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal legacy. But this revelation about Biden's torrid history with race as told from the left is particularly damning for the current Democrat 2020 presidential primary frontrunner. In a section explaining how Biden attempted to win back for Democrats white working-class voters in the 1970s, Grimm writes about the now former vice president's controversial messaging, something that may come back to haunt him in 2020. Joe Biden, elected to the Senate in 1972, was a leading voice in the attempt to win back white working-class voters by showing them how tough Democrats could be against affirmative action, school integration, and other priorities of the civil rights movement, Grimm writes. He added, I do not buy the concept, popular in the 60s, which said, we have suppressed the black man for 300 years and the white man is now far ahead in the race for everything our society offers. In order to even the score, we must now give the black man a head start, or even hold the white man back, to even the race. I don't buy that, Biden told a Delaware weekly newspaper in 1975. I don't feel responsible for the sins of my father and grandfather. I feel responsible for what the situation is today, for the sins of my own generation. And I'll be damned if I feel responsible to pay for what happened 300 years ago. In the next paragraph, Grimm cites Biden's speech in 1973 to the City Club in Cleveland, where the then newly elected senator opined about what he thought is good for the Negro. In 1973, during a speech at the City Club in Cleveland, Biden told an audience that the Nixon-era resurgence of Republicans in the South was a good thing, Grimm writes. I think the two-party system, he said, although my Democratic colleagues won't like my saying this, is good for the South and good for the Negro, good for the black in the South. Other than the fact that Southern senators still call me boy, I think they've changed their mind a little bit. Dave Johnson, a leftist activist who, according to his Twitter profile, supports Senators Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Bernie Sanders of Vermont, as well as Washington Governor Jay Inslee, and is a senior fellow at the left-wing group Campaign for America's Future, notes that Lott had to resign for making similar comments to what was just unearthed in Grimm's book. Interestingly, Johnson also points out, Lott has spoken favorably about Biden's 2020 campaign. Joe will be able to perpetuate the image of Uncle Joe, and he is pleasant. He is qualified, Lott said of Biden, asserting he is the only Democrat who stands a chance against President Donald Trump. Ducklow, on Biden's behalf, has not answered when asked if the former vice president has any thoughts on Lott's favorable comments about him. The unearthing in Grimm's book of Biden's 1973 speech about what's good for the Negro also comes in the wake of comments he made this week falsely attacking Breitbart News. Now the Breitbarts, the hard right and the rest of these folks out there, they're legitimizing by their actions the kinds of things that are happening, Biden said. You saw what happened in the synagogue, anyway I won't go into it all. But the bottom line is this, I think the worst thing that happened to the United States of America of late is this division, villainizing and talking down other people. Biden's comments about Breitbart News are factually inaccurate. Breitbart News is a proudly pro-Jewish, pro-Israel website that fights, exposes, and condemns white supremacy and anti-Semitism. Former Senator Joe Lieberman, DCT, the 2000 Democrat vice presidential nominee, who also once was a Democrat presidential candidate, has spoken highly about Breitbart News. I know the positive pro-Israel record, pro-Semitic record, if you can call it that, certainly fair record of Breitbart when it comes to Israel and Jews, and I appreciate it, and I think the majority of people appreciate it as well, Lieberman said in an exclusive interview on Breitbart News Daily. But the revelation by Grimm of Biden's comments also come as President Trump, seeing Biden as his likely rival, given the former vice president's position in the polls, has highlighted how Biden's work in the U.S. Senate severely harmed the black community, something Trump's criminal justice reform efforts aim to alleviate. This week, Trump tweeted about the matter, calling out Biden in particular. Biden's complicated history with race has hurt his standing in the black community. For instance, in this MSNBC report, a black voter says that Biden has a terrible history with the black community. From the New York Magazine piece, Joe Biden once called state-mandated school integration the most racist concept you can come up with, and Barack Obama the first sort of mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean. He was a staunch opponent of forced busing in the 1970s, and leading crusader for mass incarceration throughout the 80s and 90s. Uncle Joe has described African-American felons as predators too sociopathic to rehabilitate, and white supremacist senators as his friends. And, as of this writing, a plurality of black Democrats want him to be their party's 2020 nominee. Whether Biden can retain that support, after voters learn more about his problematic past, could very well determine the outcome of the party's primary race. To explore that question, let's pick through the former vice president's hefty baggage on racial justice, and then, the case for thinking that Obama's halo will prove to be brighter than the shadow of Biden's record is dark. Democrats have been trying to clean up Biden's racial problems for years and understand they linger even now, decades after his various actions as a U.S. senator and as vice president, with some Congressional Black Caucus, CBC, members pitching that Biden select a black woman, like Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, or failed 2018 Georgia gubernatorial Democrat candidate, Stacey Abrams, as his running mate early. The Congressional Black Caucus may have found an answer to its Joe Biden dilemma. Vice President Kamala Harris, Politico's John Bresnahan and Heather Cagle wrote in early May. Some black lawmakers are agonizing over whether to back Biden or two members of the close-knit caucus, Senators Harris and Cory Booker, who also are vying for the White House, according to interviews with a dozen CBC members. But with the former vice president jumping out to a huge, if early, lead in the polls, several CBC members are warming to the idea of a Biden-Harris ticket to take on President Donald Trump. They quote Representative William Lacey Clay, DeMo, as describing Biden-Harris as a dream ticket. "That would be a dream ticket for me, a dream ticket," Lacey Clay said. "If she is not the nominee, that would be a dream ticket for this country." What's more, regarding earlier reports that Biden was considering Abrams as a running mate, Politico quoted an anonymous lawmaker saying that backfired. Biden faced criticism after earlier reports he was eyeing former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams as an early running mate. Abrams says she's still considering seeking the top slot herself. The vice president's team seems to be very sensitive to the notion that they have to go out and earn this, the lawmaker added. However, even having a black leader from the Democrat side of the aisle on the ticket might not be enough to undo the damage in the black community that Biden's history may have, especially with Trump on the rise there. "I can give an unqualified yes on the idea that the president will be more popular on Election Day with blacks in 2020 than he was in 2016. Horace Cooper of the conservative Project 21 Black Leadership Network told the Washington Examiner.